The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for boys high school basketball as West Holmes battles Triway in the dungeon. Here is Matt Coy with a call on the game.
And good evening from West Holmes. The Knights come in with a record of 2-13 of the season, playing host to Triway. The Titans a record of 13-5. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with both head coaches on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4 423 to place your order.
Sierra Pacific products are an MRV sunning supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV sunning supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVsunning.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with them properly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Alongside West Holmes Knights head basketball coach Ben Belden, and Ben, kind of look at this latest stretch of the last four games, so I'm kind of reminded of one of the things you talked about going into the second half of the year, that you want to see guys compete. You had a couple close losses to Mount Vernon and Worcester, but of course one at Tustaw, a close loss to a good Mansfield senior team. So whether it's a win or a loss here, guys are coming out and they're playing hard, competing every night.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I'm most proud about when I look at this season as a whole is, you know, we had a couple games certainly earlier in the year where it got away from us a little bit, but, you know, the guys are still bought in. They're still competing, like I always talk about. You know, that's obviously evidence over the course of the last four games, like you said. I mean, Mansfield Senior, you know, we lost that game by five. We gave up two different 9-0 runs, you know, and so we were right there, had a chance to win. The next night, Mansfield Senior goes and beats state-ranked Bishop Hartley. So that kind of tells us, you know, a little bit about where we're at and, you know, how close we are, and when we do things right, things go well for us. So that's been a good confidence boost for us, and obviously we hope that that kind of pays off, you know, here tonight.
Man, you mentioned that, Nate Thayer, that last game, a season-high 21 points. So kind of showing what he's capable of doing on an EW night.
Yeah, I mean, Nate's, as the season's gone on, he's played more with more and more confidence. He always kind of has been one of our leaders, but, you know, there were times there where you could kind of tell that he was doubting himself a little bit, and, you know, I just at different times have said to him, why? You know, like, you're who we've got, and you've got the skills, and he's really showed up big. I mean, the effort's always been there, and his heart's always been there, and that's the biggest thing. And now to see the ball go through the hoop a couple of times, that's been big for him, and we hope, obviously, that he can continue that tonight and on into the tournament run also.
Playing host to a good Triway team, non-conference battle tonight, though. What stands out to you about this Triway team you're taking on?
They're a pretty complete team. You know, they got some size, they got some shooting, they got a really good point guard, and so they've got a little bit of everything. They're going to be a tough team to guard. You know, they play a little bit of that matchup zone, a little bit that it's going to be hard for us to run offense, but we worked on, you know, as many looks as, and tried to simulate that as much as possible in practice, watched them on film. We feel pretty good about what we're trying to do, but they're a good team. They're playing well. They're putting the ball in the basket, so it's going to be a nice test for us.
Competing against that zone, you mentioned anything else as far as keys-wise for tonight for you?
You know, I told the guys all week, you know, we're not going to just be able to go one-on-one and isolate and just win one-on-one matchups and hope that that translates to a win. We got to move ourselves, move the basketball, play in transition a little bit, get some easy ones for us to be successful offensively.
Hey, Concoction for the girls tonight. Of course, hey, Concoction for the boys in that last home game back on Friday. And obviously a good way to really raise money for the athletic programs here at West Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, before I ever became a coach here at West Holmes, you know, I got to come to a Concoction or two since my wife is the girls coach. And so that always has kind of wowed me that, you know, people are willing to come out and spend that much money on a cake to just give back to our booster club and that. So there's going to be a lot of people here. That's the real cool thing. It'll make a nice little atmosphere. And then just to, you know, be at a place that supports like that and spends, you know, hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars on a cake. Like, it's just pretty awesome. And really kind of speaks to the community here at West Holmes.
Ben, thanks for your love and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Holmes Knights head basketball coach, Ben Belden.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hillside seventh year head basketball coach for the Triway Titans. That is Ben Holt, winners of two games in a row in nine of your last 10, Ben, record of 13-5 coming in. And what has been working so well for your team here during this latest stretch?
Well, I just think the balance of who we are, not only offensively, but defensively, got different guys stepping up and defending at the right time, winning rebounds, but also at the offensive end, guys stepping up and making plays when we need to. We've had multiple guys lead us throughout the year. Every single night seems like there's someone else stepping up, and that's what we need. You know, not to key on one or two guys, but they have five guys out there at both ends of the floor who can play.
A lot of balance, as you talked about with this team, a lot of guys that can step up. And how much do you kind of lean a little bit on the leadership of the seniors? When you think about Drew Bischko, Caleb Brown, Luke Snowbarger, how much do you kind of lean on those guys also?
Yeah, we lean on them a lot. I mean, Drew just got his 1,000th point, but all those guys have been playing for 4 years. Obviously, the two with us, and then you know, Snowbarger with his dad and being a coach's son there at Worcester for three. So they've been playing a lot of basketball, mixed in with some of our guys who are underclassmen who played a lot of basketball, not only in the season, but AAU. A lot of basketball-first guys here on the floor, and we can see that throughout the year. And then we're just excited to continue to grow and get better as we go down the backstretch.
You mentioned the mixed underclassmen. We think Braden Holt, Bruin Flinter, and other guys also that have grown up in a hurry throughout the course of this year.
Yeah. They were never really green other than hadn't played, but they played so much basketball for them. They were ready for the moment. You know, you feel like that sometimes they're going to have some of those freshman or sophomore walls that they hit throughout the year, but it's been very minimal. Those guys know how to play. You throw Jalen Hackett in there as well. And then, you know, guys off the bench for us who've been playing well, you know, in Jedi Hammett, along with Landon Frank, who've been doing a great job as well. So we're excited to see where these guys are coming along and put one together here the last couple weeks, and it starts tonight.
Taking on West Holmes on the road, of course, always a rivalry. You know all about that, Ben. What about West Holmes? Because it stands out to you on a team that we took a wins and losses record. Maybe it doesn't stuff out to you, but what stands out to you about this West Holmes team? Well,
just the toughness. You know, they defend every single night. They're tough. They're physical in how they play. They have different guys who can do different things. Again, multiple guys leading them in scoring each night. But, you know, we're going to have a work cut out for us. Regardless of the record, like you said, it's a rivalry game, 20 minutes down the road. We're excited to play this, and we know we're going to get their best.
Other than that, any other keys for you here tonight?
Well, for us, it's just being about us. You know, not many teams in Ohio can say if you play your best basketball, you're going to win. And for us, we felt like if we played our best basketball throughout the four quarters, we'd give ourselves a great chance to win. Tonight's no different. Starts with defense. Our intensity and our intentionality of trying to defend and get stops consecutively and then pushing in transition, we do that, we're going to give ourselves a great chance.
Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Tri-Way Titans head basketball coach, Ben Holt.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. And tonight's Junior Varsity Contest, Tri-Way defeated West Holmes by the score of 50-36. A season ago in the pit, it was Tri-Way defeating West Holmes in that matchup last year, 65-51. The big keys in those in that game stat-wise was at the foul line, where Tri-Way went 24-26 for 92% for the charity stripe. That was huge on their end, and West Holmes just 5-for-10 for 50%. And also, turnover-wise, West Holmes had 19 turnovers, just 4 for Tri-Way in that contest, that being the two key stats in Tri-Way's 14-point victory last season over West Holmes. Tri-Way led in scoring at the time by, of course, Zach Miller, now gone to graduation, who had 29 points in the game. Braden Holt, now a sophomore, has had 13 points last year. And Drew Bischko, now a senior, he had 8 points also in that contest in 9 rebounds. For West Knowles in that loss last season, led by Zevon Proper, now gone to graduation. He had 13 points. Also 10 points for Nate Fair, 11 for Xander Schultz, now gone to graduation. Of course, Mason Wolf last year had 9 points and also 17 rebounds in that Triway 14-point victory, 65-51 last season in the pit. Triway last year went 13-9 during the regular season. West Knowles went 2-20 in regular season play. West Knowles in Division II would fall in their first tournament game to the number 2 seed New Philadelphia in the East District by the score of 58-40. And for Triway in Division III in the Northeast 4 District, Triway would fall in their sectional championship game going down to Fairview by the score in that game by 2 points. I should say by the score of 85-63, rather, in that contest. Stay tuned. We have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Triway comes in with a record of 13-5 on the year. West Knowles a record of 2-13. Triway is averaging 63 points per game as a team, while West Knowles is averaging 43.5 a game. Defensively, the Knights allowing just under 55 points per contest. The Titans give up 49 a game on the defensive end. West Knowles out of the Ohio Cardinal Conference, where Lexington has won the Ohio Cardinal Conference title, going 12-0 so far in the OCC. Mansfield Senior is 10-2. The Minutemen have at least clinched a share of the OCC championship. New Philadelphia and Mount Vernon are 7-5. Worcester 5-7. Ashland 5-7 in the conference. Madison 1-10. West Holmes 0-11 in the OCC. Triway out of the Principals Athletic Conference, where CVCA, they are in first place and look like they're going to capture the outright Principal's Athletic Conference title going 12-0, followed by Northwest at 9-2. Triway 8-3 in the conference. They're in third place. Manchester is 6-5. Canton South 6-6. Orville and Fairless 2-9 in the conference. Tustall is 0-11. We'll take a break on that. Get some thoughts from Jake Sino after this on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Other boys' games around the air tonight has Ridgewood at Highland, Garaway playing host to Sienny Valley, Wayndale's at Ribman, Danville playing host to Elgin as well. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. West Holmes playing host to Triway. Triway on a nice stretch here, Jake. They won two straight in 9 of the last 10. A very good basketball team coming to the dungeon here tonight.
Yeah, and that game they lost, it was a heartbreaker to CVCA. They were down by 15, two different points in that game. Force it to overtime and just could not get over the Royals. And CBCA, one of the top teams in Division II this year. They've been a really tough test in the conference.
West Holmes on the other end. Yeah, you look at the record, 2-13, but the same token as Ben Belden talked about, they've been playing some really good basketball late, playing a lot of good team stuff, including that win over Tustall. So a team that's playing a lot better basketball going into this Triway matchup tonight.
Yeah, and we go back to that Mansfield senior game. They led most of the way through that game. They had a 2-minute stretch in the third quarter where they just couldn't seem to get the ball through the hoop, but if they had even scored a few more points in that third quarter, they would have come out and said, hey, we just beat the number two team in the OCC. But instead, they have to say, we came so close to beating them, but why not us the rest of the year?
We'll see what happens tonight here from the dungeon. Jake Seidel will be back around with tonight's starting lineups in the opening tip on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community, one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. And first for the visiting Tri-Way Titans, coming with a record of 13-5 under seventh-year head coach Ben Holt. They'll line up like this. It'll be a 6'6 senior forward, ranked number one, Luke Snowbarger. A 6'1 senior guard, averaging 10.1 points a game, number two, Cale Drown. A 6-foot senior guard, averaging 11 points a game, number 10, Bruin Flinner. A 6-foot sophomore point guard averaging 16.7 points a game, that's Braden Holt. And a 6'2 senior guard averaging 14.9 points a game, that's number 33, Drew Bischko. On the other side for the West Holmes Knights and first-year head coach Ben Belden, they'll line up like this. They come in with a record of 2-13. A 6-foot senior guard averaging 9 points a game, that's number 1, Sam Sprang. A 6'4 junior forward averaging 11 points a game, number 2, Nate Fair. A 6-foot senior guard averaging 13.7 points a game, that's Collier Klein, wearing number 4. A 6-foot sophomore guard averaging 2.3 points a game, number 5, Lynn Klein. And rounding out the starting lineup is a 6'4 sophomore forward wearing number 31 and averaging 5.6 points a game, Manny Camacho.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and will have your car looking brand new. We'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Ken Hale back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. It's Jacob Heading producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Aiden Garbrandt is working in the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We'll take a break, come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
And for Tri-Way, we're in there visiting purple jerseys and purple shorts and also their gray numerals as well. And jumping for the Titans tonight will be Drew Bischko. He's a 6'2" senior, averaging 15 points a game and 7 rebounds per contest coming in. And for the Knights, their home white jerseys, white shorts, blue numerals, and blue and red trim. Jumping for the Knights, Nate Thayer, a 6'4" junior, coming off his season high of 21 points on Friday, averaging 11 points per game. There's the toss. It'll be won by Tri-Way, going right to left in the first half from the dungeon. Across the timeline, the dribble by Braden Holt, who dribbles it high on the right side. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. Received by Bruin Flinner. Lobs it back in the corner. Bischko has it on the three-pointer up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound chased down by Nate Klein. By Nate Fair, excuse me. West Holtz has it now. Collier Klein goes left to right with it for the Knights across the timeline. The Sprang goes out top to Nate Fair. Dribbles it left wing. The handoff goes to Collier Klein. Dribbles it left wing. Back in the corner. Received now the dribble now by Lynn Klein. Out top over to Manny Camacho. Gets the handoff, staying in the spring. Back to Camacho. Shovels the left wing, Collier Klein. Dribbles it to the corner, picks it up. Left wing to Lynn Klein. Out top in the hands now of Nate Fair. Gets the handoff to staying in the spring. High on the right, back to Fair in the corner. Fair dribbles it to the baseline. Jumpers up in the air, going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound hold in by Bruin Flinner. The freshman has it for Tri-Way across the timeline. Left wing now to Keel Drown. Drown to the baseline. He's cut up. Wraparound pass goes across the lane. Head fake and a foul called as Fair went for the block. Instead went over top of Brew Bischko, who drew that foul.
They're going to call that one on the floor. I'm kind of surprised they're not calling that on the shot. Just the way he came on top of him kind of prevented him from even getting a shooting motion off.
The three-pointer, meanwhile, up in the air, going to be no good by Cale Drown. Off the backboard, rebound grabbed by Collier Klein. Knights basketball to the front court. Here's Sprang for a three-pointer. Up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Flinner. Titans basketball still scoreless. To the front court, here's Drown on the left wing. Back out top, Flinner drive, lane, fumbled, and grabs it out of bounds, and that will be a Tri-Way turnover, and that is their first. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast tonight. Scoreless game so far, 6:40 to play in the first quarter from the dungeon. Knights basketball, Collier Klein across the timeline. Pass right wing goes to Sam Sprang. Dribbles it out top. Sprang with it, gets the handoff Nate Fair. Left wing to Lynn Klein. Dribbles it back near midcourt.
Klein shovels it past the Collier Klein right side. Dribbles it out top. Fumbles it. Gets the handoff now to Stamus Sprang. Cross-court pass goes out top the fair. Into the corner to Lynn Klein. Klein to the baseline. Backs it up now to the left wing. He'll take it out top to reset the offense. Gets a pass off over to Sprang high on the right side. The senior dribbles it now to the right wing. Out top goes to Nate Fair. Fair to the foul line, to the lane, cut off. His shot's up in there, going to be no good. Rebound chased down, however, by Lynn Klein. Now to Collier Klein. His shot for the paint up in there, going to be no good. Rebound fought for and grabbed by Sprang to the corner. Still Knights basketball. Out top Collier Klein for a three-pointer. It's going to be knocked down. Second chance opportunities for the Knights, and it leads it to a 3-0 West Holmes advantage. Triway basketball on the other side. Drive by Flinter to the foul line. Cut off. Gets it back out top. Here's Kale Drown. Shovels it inside the Bishko. Left wing back to Flinter. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down. He'll answer it. And we're tied up. Ruin Flinter, the freshman, knocks it up at three apiece. West Holmes has the ball. Klein's pass goes to Fair out top. Into the corner now to Lynn Klein. Holds onto it. Dribbles it left wing. Out top to Manny Camacho. Lobs it inside the Nate Fair. Grabs it under the basket. Deflected away. Now stolen by Bishko. The first West Holmes turnover. Triway ball in transition. Here's Flinter. Pass across the lane. Deflected and stolen away by Camacho. The second Triway turnover. And Knights have it across the timeline. Sprang now on the right wing. 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Here's Collier Klein to the foul line. Out top to Fair. Right wing to Sam Sprang. Tied at three. Sprang knocked loose on the floor and stolen away by Braden Holt. That'll be the second West Holmes turnover. Titans basketball. Here's Drown on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Bishko on the right side. Back in the corner to Flinter. Dumps it on the back. It goes to Holt. His layup is going to be good, and a foul on Lynn Klein. Braden Holt, the sophomore, at the foul line, and a chance for a three-point play. Second team foul. West Holmes has this first.
That's exactly what this Triway team is going to try to do. They have a lot of great skill players. They want to sling that ball around, get their best shots, and then try to get a chance at the free throw line to finish it off.
It's good. He has 3 points. Braden Holt completing the three-point play. The 6-foot sophomore point guard averaging 16.5 a game on the season. West Holmes ball trailing 6-3 now. They'll beat the pressure. Nate Fair to the foul line. Pass inside to Lynn Klein. Good look, but Klein couldn't handle the pass. And the turnover on West Holmes will be their third.
Well, early on, Matt, it looks like West Holmes trying to be a little more methodical in their approach, slowing things down on the offensive end of the ball. But that last time they tried to speed it up a little bit just led to a turnover with Fair and Klein not on the same page.
Titans with it out top. Here's Bishko in a three-point lead, up 6-3. His pass goes right side to Holt. Holt to the corner, now to the baseline. And cross-court pass goes left side to Kale Drown. His three-pointer going to be knocked down. A deep three-pointer for the left wing. Kale Drown buries the basket. His first points of the game, 9-3 Triway. Meanwhile, a drive by Sprang lost it and stolen away by Bruin Flinter. It'll be the fourth West Holmes turnover. Drive, lane, layup by Flinter. Going to be rejected by Nate Thayer, but a foul called on the attempt to block. So that's going to be the third team foul on West Holmes, and Nate Thayer has his second personal foul.
It looks like a pretty clean block to me. The official right there maybe got some of the hand on the way through.
A big foul, obviously, because you don't want to have Nate Thayer on the bench. That free throw up in the air going to be knocked down by Bruin Flinter. He has 4 points. Checking in will be 5'10 senior Coyer Miller, replacing Nate Thayer. So he'll be on the bench for the moment anyway. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. Kenny Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Both free throws are good by Flinter. 5 points for him.
Well, that's an odd thing Triway's been doing so far. They've been dropping everyone out in coverage when they're shooting free throws, not leaving anyone in to rebound the basketball. I don't know if that's because they trust their guys to make the free throws or they just don't trust West Holmes' fast break attempts.
Lynn Klein's shot inside going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Bishko. Titans on an 11-0 run since being down 3-0. Here's Bishko on the right wing. Drive. Lane lost it on the floor. Rolls left wing. Three-pointer by Kale Drown. Going to be no good. Rebound under the basket. Grabbed by Luke Stonebarger. His putback is going to be good, but wave it off. He got called for pushing off on Coyer Miller for the offensive foul. First team foul on Triway. Stonebarger gets that foul. And also their third turnover. Knights basketball. 3:12 to play. And the Knights have not scored since that opening three-point basket that was nailed by Collier Klein. Down 11-3. Pass right wing goes to Sam Sprang. 3 minutes to play in the first. Out top to Lynn Klein. Left wing, Collier Klein. Out top of the hands of Manny Camacho. Back of the right side, Len Klein. Looking. Now dribbles it. High on the right. Klein dribbles it. Gets the hand off to Sam Spring. Back to Len Klein in the corner. Dribbles it to the baseline. Double team. Bumped. No foul. And throws it away. And that'll be the fifth turnover on West Holmes. Tri-way basketball. Drive. Shot from the foul line by Holt. Up in the air. He'll knock it down. Braden Holt has five. Timeout West Holmes. 2.5 to play first quarter. It's Tri-way 13 in West Holmes 3. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Knights basketball out of the timeout. Len Klein double-teamed to the corner. Pass goes out top and stolen away. And Triway has the basketball, the 6th West Holmes server. Holt has it out top on the drive now by Flinter to the lane. Dumps it inside. He'll find his teammate. That's Jalen Hackett who banks it up and in.
That's a beautiful pass right there. Hackett gets behind the defense, and that's a heads-up play by Flinter. Seeing him right there, able to get a perfect bounce pass to him in the lane.
His first 2 points, 15-3 Triway on a 15-0 run. Camacho backs it in. His shot up in the air, no good for the right post. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Braden Holt. Titans basketball, Holt with it across the timeline. Dribbles it now right wing. 1:40 to play in the first. Backs it in, Holt to the foul line. His shot left hand up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Camacho. West Holmes basketball. Collier Klein now across the timeline. Has it right wing. Dribbles behind his back, now out top. Spins around to the foul line, to the lane. Has it knocked loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds and off of Triway. Or is it? Now the change direction with the hands. Instead, they'll see it's off the Collier Klein. So that will be a turnover in the 7th on the Knights.
I think that was Holt got a hand in there, kind of jarred that ball loose at the last second there. And this Titans defense so far has just been suffocating.
Yes, it has. 15-3 Triway, again on a 15-0 run. 1:19 to play in the first. Triway basketball on the right side goes over to Kale Drown. Out top to Bishko. Now on the left point, grabbed by Hackett. Hackett to the foul line. Backs it into the paint. Hackett shovels it back to the corner. Here's the dribble by Brown. Drown times the lane. His shot up in the air, going to be in traffic. No good, but he will draw a foul. Kale Drown now to the foul line to shoot two free throws.
I think they're going to get Lynn Klein on that one, binding him up.
And that would be his second personal foul. And it is. So two players with two personal fouls down for the Knights. Free throw by Drown is up and good. 4 points now for Kale Drown. Came in averaging 10 points per game for the 6'1 senior. And just under 4 rebounds per contest as well.
Titans going to drop everyone back in defense once again.
Hopefully those are good now by Drown. 5 points for him. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas, call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Knights with the basketball, under a minute to play in the first quarter. Len Klein to the baseline, cut off. Kicks it out top, grabbed by Sprang. Back to Len Klein, fumbles it on the floor, grabbed by Sprang again to the corner. Dribbles it, whips it out top to Len Klein. On the left wing, back over to Collier Klein. He'll dribble it out top. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Laid by Collier Klein. High off the last, no good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Jalen Hackett. Titans basketball with 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. 17-3 Triway. They scored the last 17 points since being down 3-0. He'll spread the floor now, looking for that final shot. Braden Holt has the basketball, the sophomore. Again, came in averaging 16 and a half a game. Dribbles it now to the top of the key to the foul line. Dumps it inside. He'll find Jalen Hackett, who banks it up and in. 3 seconds. Tyler Klein dribbles it. His three-pointer up in the air going to be no good at the buzzer. And that will do it here for the first quarter of play. At the end of one, Triway 19 in West Holmes 3. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKLM.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Try closed out the first quarter, scoring the last 19 points of the first. And they have a 19-3 advantage to begin the second quarter of play. Westall's trying to get things going here to begin the second. Here's Coyer Miller with it. Pass goes out top now to Sam Sprang, left wing to Lynn Klein. On the right point, back to Coyer Klein. Dribbles it out to the foul line, backs it into the paint. His pass goes out top, deflected, and grabbed by Coyer Klein off the ricochet. Nate Thayer still on the bench with two personal fouls. Looks like he might be getting in there soon. Drive, runner, up in the air. No good by Collier Klein, but he was bumped, and they do call the foul. So Collier Klein now to the foul line to shoot two.
And Coyer Miller saved the turnover there just by knocking a ball over to him. That allowed Klein to make that trip to the free throw line.
Collier Klein at the foul line. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Free throw is good. Westall's 1-for-3 on three-point tries. 33% Triway, 2-of-5 for 20%. West Holmes 0-for-6 from two-point range. Triway 4-of-5 for a scorching 80%. Triway 5-for-5 for the foul line. West Holmes did not attempt a foul shot. The Titans out rebounding the night 7-to-5. Both free throws are good by Collier Klein. 7 turnovers, though, for West Holmes and 3 for Triway in that first quarter of action. Klein has all 5 points for West Holmes. Nate Thayer checking in now for the Knights with those two personal fouls. Triway basketball. The drive by Flinter to the foul line. His 15-footer's up in the air. He'll knock it down. Bruin Flinter has 7. 21-5 lead for the Titans. West Holmes ball. Carrier Klein's pass goes right wing to Sam Sprang. His 3-pointer's up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Sam Sprang. His first points of the game. 21-8 lead now for Triway. Titans basketball to the corner. Grabbed by Flinter. Drive. Lane. Cut off. Flinter. Cross-court pass to Bishko on the left side. He'll dribble it out. Now the pass right point goes to Flinter. Inside the foul circle to Hackett. Hackett fumbles it, knocked loose, and stolen away. The fourth Triway turnover, and West Holmes has the ball. Collier Klein with the down top. Into the corner, Lynn Klein. He'll dribble it left wing. Backs it up out top. Klein fumbles it. Pass goes to Manny Camacho. The handoff now to Sam Sprang. Back to Camacho, he'll throw it away. Stolen by Bishko. Bishko in transition. His layup left hand no good, but back is good, however, by the trailer in Jalen Hackett. Hackett has 6, 23-8 lead for Triway. West Holmes has the ball. Here's Collier Klein. Dribbles it out top. Hands it off to Nate Thayer. Thayer dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. He'll knock loose, but a foul's called. Good take to the basket that time by Nate Thayer. Second team foul on the Titans here in this second quarter of play.
They're calling that one on the floor, and that's where West Holmes had a lot of success against Mansfield Senior the other night, was driving down the lane, getting to the free throw line. If they want to get back into this ball game, that's going to be the way to do it.
In out of the corner to Manny Camacho. Out top to Lynn Klein. Back on the left wing. Here's Collier Klein for a three-pointer. It's going to be in and out and no good. Rebound hauled in by Cale Drown. Titans basketball. Bishko, nice pass inside. He'll find Hackett. He'll be hacked on the attempted block by Camacho, but a foul is going to be called.
I think Ben Holt arguing for basket interference there. We'll see here what they do. They're going to say someone got him on the arm.
First team foul on the Knights in this quarter.
So Manny Camacho
gets the foul.
And then Ben Belden arguing his case.
Free throws up, going to be, meanwhile, good by Jalen Hackett. 6'4 freshman off the bench, and he's been solid in this first half. He's up to 7 points now. 24-8 lead for Triway. 5:52 to play in the second quarter. Second free throw by Hackett, good as well. And stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company.
Titans are a perfect 7 of 7 from the charity stripe to start this ball game.
Get the job done. 25-8 lead for Triway. West Holmes has the ball. Collier Klein across the timeline. Hits the handoff to Lynn Klein. Dribbles it to the left wing. Backs it up now high in the left. Knock loose. An attempted steal, but a foul call. Bishko going for the steal. Got the foul instead. 13 foul on Triway.
Got a little too aggressive on that one. I think the official said you made too much contact with Collier Klein there trying to knock that one away.
The first personal on Bishko. 5.5 to play in the second. Inbounded to Nate Fair. Gets the handoff back to Collier Klein. Klein dribbles it high on the right. Gets the handoff now into the hands of Nate Spring in the game now. 6-1 freshman. Bounce pass to Camacho. Back in the corner, Lynn Klein. Klein dribbles it to the foul circle. Picks it up. Steps in. Right corner to Collier Klein. Drive. Lane. Comes to a jump stop. Shop up there and in and out. No good on the shot by Collier Klein. Foul called under the basket, though. And I believe that is going to be on Triway. Pushing off. Their 14th foul now in this quarter.
They're going to get Bruin Flinner on that one.
His second personal foul. So Knights, one foul away on Triway from getting to the bonus situation. The West Owls will have it to inbound beneath their own backboard. 5:12 to play in the second. And after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Monies can outfit your entire family with any sporting event. And the Knights have it out top. Here's Nate Fair. Right wing to Collier Klein. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Collier Klein is second three-pointer. 8 points for Collier Klein. West Stoll's down 25-11. Titans had the ball. Braden Holt into the front court. Dribbles it out top. Pass left wing goes over to Keel Drown. Dribbles it out to the baseline. Drown under the basket. Head fake. It shuts up. Going to be good. Kale Drown has 7, 27-11 lead for Triway. 4.5 to play, first half, Knights with the ball. Right wing now to Nate Sprang. Dribbles it, now to the top of the key. Gets the hand off to Nate Fair. Fair to the foul line, to the baseline. Some contact, and going to be a blocking foul called on the drive on Nate Fair. And that'll be slapped on Jalen Hackett. 15 foul, and now Nate Fair to the foul line. First personal foul on Hackett.
And the Knights are going to be in the bonus for the last 4.5 minutes of this first half.
Free throw up, going to be in and out, no good. Nate Fair, 6'4 junior, averaging 11 points per game. And he was out for a large part of that first quarter, that big long stretch for Triway. That free throw's up, going to be good. Splits a pair. Nate Fair has his first point. 27-12 lead for Triway. Titans had the ball. Out top to Jalen Hackett. Left point now to Keel Drown. The left wing now to the baseline, kicks the left wing back to Holt. Holt to the foul line, Lane dumps it inside. Layup is going to be good by Jalen Hackett.
Been real impressed with Hackett so far tonight since he came into this ball game. He just seems to know where he needs to be anytime the ball comes into the Titans' offensive end.
Has 10 points, 6 in the second quarter. 29-12 Triway. West Holmes has the ball. Collier Klein's pass inside to Camacho. His shot left hand is no good. Rebound goes to Holt. Titans with it. Holt's pass goes front court. On the right wing, here's Jetty Hammett. His three-pointer knocked down. Hammett with a three-point basket. The junior knocks it down. His first points of the game. 32-12 lead for Triway. Knights ball. Nate Fair shot for the foul line. No good. Rebound ricochets into the hands of Jalen Hackett. Titans basketball. Holt across the timeline. Out of the foul line. Holt looking. Gets the pass to the right wing. Now to Hammett. Who's out top now to Holt. Holt holds on it, now dribbles it to the left wing. Gets it out top to Hammett. Back in the right wing. Received now on the far side by Keel Drown. Drown to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Picks it right wing. Back to Stobarger. Goes out top to Keel Drown. Left wing back in the hands of Jalen Hackett. Hackett to the corner. Backs it into the left post. Inside the paint. Hackett shot off the glass. Is good. He's been a handful. 12 points for Hackett. 34-12 lead. Look now for Triway.
He is 5 of 5 from the floor.
West Holmes basketball. 2:45 to play in the half. Collier Klein's three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Jalen Hackett. Titans basketball into the front court. Here's Holt. Down to the foul line to the right wing. He'll be held and fouled by Lynn Klein, his third personal and second team foul now on West Holmes. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Driveway ball, and here's Holt to the baseline. His shots up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Hackett, but back is good again. A lot of Jalen Hackett in the first half. A 36-12 lead for Triway. Knights basketball. Collier Klein has it out top. Picks it up. Now to Nate Fair. Left wing to Nate Spring. Spring out top. Right wing now to Collier Klein. Dumps it inside now to Nate Fair. Backs it in. It shuts off the glass. Is good. Nate Fair has 3 points. His first field goal of the first half.
That's the first two-point field goal for the Knights so far in this game.
Much needed basket for West Holmes, down 36-14, under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Pass inside, and backdoor cutting. Kale Drown will bank it in, and a foul. Kale Drown, the senior, a chance for a three-point play. 9 points for Drown. 13 foul on West Holmes, and Nate Fair will have his third personal foul.
Ben Belton getting on the official on that call. He's not happy. Now Nate Fair going to check out here.
That's part of the depth issue that West Holmes has. That's just a guy that you don't want to have on the bench for sure if you're West Holmes. Gale Drown, the free throw is up. He's going to be good. And Drown now 5 of the quarter, 10 for the ball game. 39-14 Triway. West Holmes has the ball. Here's a dribble by Spring. Out top to Collier Klein. Line to the foul line. Back to Spring in the corner. Dribbles it. Bounce pass to Lynn Klein. Takes the left wing. Now to Camacho, out top, Collier Klein. Dribbles it out top. Nice pass inside, goes to Camacho, grabs it, lays it up, going to be good. Count the bucket and the foul on Kale Drown. Camacho, a chance for a three-point play on the assist from Collier Klein.
Camacho, he hasn't been getting them to fall yet, but when they've used him in the pick and roll, getting down low, it's been successful, at least getting shots off. I'd like to see them try to utilize him more in that role. Triway's making it real hard to get any good looks from the outside. I say that as West Holmes does have 3 three-pointers so far tonight, but if they can get him going down low, it could put some pressure on this Titans defense.
He buries the free throw, completing the three-point play. His first three tonight, 39-17 Triway, and they have the ball. 1:15 to play in the half. Left wing now to Braden Holt. He'll back it into the paint. Holt shots up in the air, going to be good. Over top of Sam Spring, Braden Holt now has 7 points. 41-17 Triway. Under a minute to play in the half. Collier Klein with it to the front court for the Knights. Dribbles it out top. Klein takes it right wing. Down to the corner. Out top goes to Spring. Spring to the foul line. Jumps it in. Shot up in the air from 15 feet away. No good. Rebound by Camacho. Put back. No good, but he's fouled. And Manny Camacho will go back to the foul line. This time to shoot two. And Camacho came in as a 6'4 sophomore, averaging 5.5 a game. 3 points, of course, so far in this first half. 43 seconds to go. 41-17 Triway. Free throws up, going to be good.
Luke Snowbarger going to check back in here and give Landon Frank a break for the last 40-some seconds of this first half.
Frank is 6'2 junior. Checks out, and now Camacho for the second free throw. That's going to be good. Buries them both. 5 points for Camacho. 41-19 West Holmes. 40 seconds to go in the half. Titans had the ball. Holt, three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound, going to be 5-4, and going to be a foul call, I believe, as Going over the back that time, Coyer Miller had good position. And Stoberger gets called for going over the back. That'll be his second personal foul.
And that's going to take him all the way to the other end and shooting a pair here in the bonus.
West Holmes will take whatever points they can here at the end of this half. Already down 41 to 19. And Coyer Miller will be at the foul line. 5'10 senior came in averaging. We're actually scoring 10 points on the season for him. Free throw is up, going to be no good. But we've seen Triway, and Ben Holt talked about this. It's really defense to offense. That great defense has turned into some great offense for them in this first half.
Well, and you look at that, they've also got three offensive boards, and two of them have led straight to second chance points. The fast break in transition and just being able to follow their own shots has been a big difference maker in this one.
Coyer Miller will split a pair, his first point of the night. 41-20 lead for Triway. They had the ball with 25 seconds to play in the first half. Holt with it across the timeline. Dribbles it against Sam Sprang. Looking for that final shot of the half. Holt to the left wing, now to the foul line. Pass inside, he'll find Hackett. He'll be on a head fake, fouled on the hack on Manny Camacho, and that'll send Hackett to the foul line to shoot two. The fourth team foul on West Holmes, and Camacho has his second personal foul.
And that's out of that traditional Triway set, the four corners offense, trying to take some time off the clock. They found a good look there, and Hackett gets hacked, and he'll go shoot two, and that's exactly what that offensive set is for. Late in the game, late in the half, trying to take some time off the clock.
Especially if you have the right guy to operate with it, and Holt certainly that guy. Hackett, a huge first half, 14 points, but he shows he's human as he misses the first free throw that time. Now the second free throw is up. That's going to be good. Splits a pair. 15 first half points for Jalen Hackett. West Holmes ball against the full court pressure. Pass deflected at midcourt, bounces out of bounds. Knights will have it outside court with 7 seconds to play. 42-20 Triway. Embedded by Sprang to Collier Klein. Klein across the half court line, 4 seconds. Klein now left wing, spins around, 50 footer by Klein's up in the air, going to be no good. And that'll close out the first half. Halftime score from the dungeon. It's Triway 42 and West Holmes 20. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths, 2,208 square feet, located in the Garaway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 740-502-6786 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Carrie Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
It is halftime from the dungeon, and Tryway has a 42-20 advantage over West Holmes. As West Holmes scored the first 3 points of the game, then Tryway would score the last 19 points on that first quarter, and they had a 19-3 lead after one. A much better second quarter for West Holmes, but Tryway still outscoring the Knights 23-17 in the second, and the Titans have a 42-20 advantage. Doubling up West Holmes on the scoreboard here at halftime. First Tryway leading the way for them in the first half. That was Jalen Hackett, who had a huge first half off the bench. Hackett going 6-for-6 from two-point range and also 3-of-4 for the foul line. Hackett had 15 first half points to lead all scores. Also in double figures was Cale Drown. Drown going 1-for-3 from three-point distance, 2-for-3 from two-point range, and also 3-of-3 for the foul line. Cale Drown had 10 first half points. Also, 7 points apiece for Raiden Holt and Bruin Flinner. And 3 points scored by Jetty Hammett, running out the Tryway total of 42. For West Holmes on the other end, for them in that first half, they were led in scoring by Collier Klein, who had 8 points in the first half, 5 points scored by Manny Camacho, and 3 points for Nate Fair. 3 points also for Sam Spring, and one for Coyer Miller, running out the West Holmes point total of 20. Halftime score, Tryway 42 and West Holmes 20. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. Both teams shot 3-of-7 for 43% from downtown in that first half. West Holmes was 2-of-13 from two-point land, a combined total of 5-of-20 for 25% from the floor. Tryway from two-point land was 11-of-15 for 73%. They combined for 14-of-22 or 64% from the floor. From the charity stripe, West Holmes was 7-of-9 for 78%. Tryway 9-of-10 for 90%. In the rebound department, the Titans had an edge there, 15-8. And West Holmes had 8 turnovers compared to 4 by the West Holmes Knights. And switch that, 8 turnovers by the Knights, 4 by the Titans in the first half.
Individual rebounding leaders for Tryway, Jalen Hackett had 5 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end in the first half. And for West Holmes, it was 2 rebounds for Manny Camacho. Halftime score, Tryway a 42-20 lead for West Holmes. And for Tryway, really the key run was the first quarter. And of course, when Nate Thayer was on the bench, Tryway kind of took advantage there and had that big lead after the first.
And no matter who you are, if you can hold your opponent to 3 points in a quarter, that's really going to help out. Their defense really was firing on all cylinders. They had a whole bunch of just fast break points, causing turnovers, getting rebounds, and 2 offensive rebounds that led to points immediately after for the Titans. West Holmes on the other side, they've had some success shooting from deep, but they just really haven't been able to drive in through that Titans defense in the paint yet. Meanwhile, Tryway, it seems like anywhere they're shooting from on the floor, they're able to knock them down.
We'll see what happens in the second half. Halftime score, Tryway 42 and West Holmes 20. Back with the second half after this on WKLM. Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home. If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires.
Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs. It has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Remember, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our Claxton communication team of Jacob Heading and Aiden Garbrandt. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. McCoy alongside Jake Saddle for the broadcast as we begin the start of the second half. Triway has the ball at side court. Kale Drown to inbound. Braden Holt is out there. Bruin Flinner along with Drew Bischko and Luke Snowbarger. Triway going left to right in the second half. On the left wing, grabbed now by Kale Drown. Dribbles it down top on the right point. Now goes to Flinner. Around the foul line, Bischko dribbles it to the paint. Cut off. Hicks the left wing back over to Kale Drown. Drown shot for the corners up in the air. No good. Rebound. Deflected. Out of bounds off of Camacho's hands, I believe, and it will stay with Triway. And to inbound, but he thrown back forward for the Titans will be the sophomore Braden Holt. Lobs it out top to Bischko. Bischko, center step, and that will be a travel.
I was going to say, it looked like he picked up his foot even before he started moving forward there.
It did. Fifth turnover on Triway for the game, so West Holmes has the ball. Across the timeline, Collier Klein has it. Going from right to left. Now the spring, high on the right side. Out top to Nate Fair, left wing Collier Klein. Klein to the corner, backs it in. Out of the foul line, to the lane. Out top, now to Camacho, gets the handoff to Sam Spring. He'll find Nate Fair. Fair drive. Lane. His shot up going to be no good, but he drew the foul. Had a step on the defender and Luke Snowbarger, I do believe. First team foul on Triway in this third quarter. That would be Snowbarger's third personal foul.
I think they're giving it to Bruin Flinner, actually.
So Flinner his third personal instead. Nate Fair at the foul line. 6'4" junior. Free throws up, going to be good. Has been battling foul trouble so far in this game, but he has 4 points now with that free throw make.
And he's now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe this evening.
Second free throw by Fair is up. That's going to be good. Buries them both. 5 points for Nate Fair. 42-22 Tryway. They had the ball in the third quarter. Holt out top of the dribble, now to the foul line. Kicks it right wing back to Cale Drown. Drown to the foul line. Picks it up. Here's a drive by Flinter. Into the corner. Goes out top from Stoger. And stealing away now by Nate Fair. Fair on the other end. He will lay it up and in. Stealing the bucket for Nate Fair. Westall's down 42-24.
I thought Fair was about to just two-hand jam that one in there.
He was close to doing it. And Tryway has 6 turnovers now for the game. Titans had the basketball. Here's Stobarger on the right wing. Gets it out top to Cale Drown. Into the corner. Grabbed by Bishko. Out top to Flinter. Flinter to the foul line. Cut off. On the right wing, Cale Drown. Drive. Lane. Pass deflected. Grabbed by Holt. Pass to the right wing to Cale Drown. Drown to the foul line. His 15-footer is partially blocked. Rebound picked up inside by Collier Klein. West holds the basketball. Klein across the timeline. Back in the corner of the pass into the hands of Sprang. Out top to Nate Fair. Gets the handoff to Lynn Klein. Back to Fair in the corner. Fair to the baseline. Cut off. His shot off the lassie and good. Nate Fair making up for some lost time in this third quarter. 42-26 the score. Meanwhile, a turnover on the press by Lynn Klein draws a turnover off the hands and leg of Braden Holt, and that'll be the 7th tryway turnover of the game.
And that's already 3 here in this third quarter, and we're just over 2 minutes, or about 2 minutes in.
Here's Sam Sprang to the corner. Around the foul line, Camacho out top to Nate Fair. A 3-pointer is going to be no good that time. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Tryway basketball. But definitely the start that West Holmes wanted to have to begin this third quarter of action.
Well, it started off, Nate Fair going to the free throw line. Just like I said, that's how they got into it, got a lead against Mansfield Senior. If they can do that, get some more points on the board with the clock stop, they could crawl their way right back into this one.
Here's Flinter to the basket, gets the pass over to Stobarger. He'll be fouled, though. But I believe that fouls on Nate Fair.
I think he came down across the arms there, Snowbarger, trying to intercept that pass.
And that's just a guy, he cannot get that foul. So he'll have to check out. And he's been in the spark plug to begin this third quarter. Now he's back on the bench. Checking in, Wyatt Schlau, 6-foot senior for West Holmes. Inbounded, goes to Snowbarger. His layup is good. Snowbarger, his first 2 points tonight. 44-26 Tryway. 5.5 to play in the third. Knights had the basketball. Again, Nate Fair is on the bench with 4 personal fouls. Pass goes to Lynn Klein on the left wing. Dribbles it out top. His pass to Sam Sprang, now high on the right side. Sprang to the right wing, now to the baseline. Spins around. His shot's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the 4 under the basket. Grab by Camacho to Lynn Klein. His putback is going to be no good. Rebound 5-4. Grab finally by Braden Holt. Titans have it. Holt across the timeline. Now takes it right wing. Three-pointer by Holtz up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Collier Klein. He'll rip it down. Knights with the basketball. Collier Klein with it across the timeline. On the right wing, gets the handoff. Here's Sam Sprang. Dribbles it out top to Camacho. To the right block. His shot off the glass. No good. Rebound put back by Camacho. No good. But this time, he's going to be fouled. And that'll send Manny Camacho to the foul line to shoot 2.
It's like I said when we were off air at halftime, Matt. Manny Camacho, when he's been in there, he's had some good looks. They might not be falling, but if West Holmes can utilize him a bit more, maybe get him to the free throw line like this, it can help them get back into it.
Yeah, especially now with Thayer on the bench, and that free throw no good. Second team foul on Tryway, 4th personal on Bruin Flinter, so he'll have to check out. And in is Jetty Hammett. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. That free throw up in the air, knocked down by Camacho, splits a pair, and 6 points for Manny Camacho. 44-27 Tryway, they had the ball. Three-pointer for the left wing by Drown is no good. Rebound, grabbed by Camacho. Knights had the basketball. Here's Collier Klein across the timeline. Dribbles it right wing. Out top with the basketball, Collier Klein. Pass inside, goes over to Wyatt Schlau. He'll be hacked on the arm under the basket. Wyatt Schlau, a little pick and roll. He'll step to the charity stripe now to shoot 2.
And they'll get Snowbarger on that one.
13 foul on Tryway. Snowbarger has his 3rd personal foul. Wyatt Schlau, 6-foot senior. came in with scoring 12 points on the year for the Knights. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram. And shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service, never go out of style. Both free throws, however, no good by Wyatt Schlau. Rebound goes to Bischko. Triway has the basketball. Holds pass to Bischko. Bischko's shot for the foul line is going to be good. Drew Bischko, his first 2 points tonight. 46-27 Triway. 4:08 to play. Third quarter, Knights had the ball. Pass right of the foul line to Wyatt Schlau. Down on the right wing goes to Stan Spring. Now a three-pointer by Springs up in the air. He'll shoot it in and out, no good. Goes out of bounds off of Camacho's hand, so it will be Triway basketball.
And the Knights have done a good job holding Bischko to only 2 points so far tonight. Came in averaging just about 15 points a game. But it's been the Jalen Hackett show for Triway. He's back off the bench now. We haven't said his name much here in the second half.
Titans basketball, Bischko left of the foul line. Pass inside, he'll find Holt. Backdoor cutting, grabs it, out of bounds though, and out of bounds for a turnover off of Brandon Holt's hands. And that'll be the eighth Triway turnover for the game.
And Ben Holt arguing that he was kind of thrown off balance there and pulled down. Surprised we didn't see a call there by the officials.
Knights have it. Sprang to Camacho. Left wing, Collier-Klein. Three-pointer by Klein's up in the air. He'll knock it down. Collier-Klein has 11 points, and that's his third three-pointer he's buried tonight.
3 of 6 for Klein.
46-30 Triway. Here's Holt for the Titans. Backs it in, and that time a foul is called on Lynn Klein. Has hands wrapped around him. That he's second team foul, West Holmes. Now Lynn Klein has his fourth personal foul.
And this is where the depth can start becoming an issue for West Holmes. You've got one of your best all-around players sitting on the bench with four fouls. You got probably your best defender out sitting on the bench with four fouls.
Lynn Klein out. Coyer Miller is in indeed. Here's Brandon Holt to the baseline for the Triway. His pass over to Jalen Hackett. Dumps it inside, a cutting. Drew Bischko lays it up and in. Bischko back-to-back buckets in the third quarter. 48-30 lead now for Triway. Knights basketball. Here's Collier-Klein. Pass left wing to Coyer Miller. Cross-court pass to Sam Spring, high on the right. On the left wing, back to Collier-Klein. Klein crossover, three-pointer by Klein's up in the air. Going to be off the glass, no good. Rebound out top. Grab by Spring, his three-pointer blocked. And rebound by Bischko after that block by Hackett. Bischko back over to Hackett to the corner. In the front court, knocked out of bounds by Sam Spring, and Triway will keep the basketball in that 18-point advantage. Cale Drown out, and Landon Frank, the 6'2 junior, back in for Triway. 2:40 to play in the third, 48-30. Titans with the lead, and now Brandon Holt inbounds it out top to Frank. Gets the handoff back over to Bischko. On the right wing, back to Holt. Holt to the foul line, head fake. His shot's up in the air, going to be no good off the rim. Rebound, however, by Hackett. Hackett, double-teamed and fouled. Third team foul on West Holmes coming in this third quarter of play.
Hackett's got 6 rebounds. 3 of them have been on the offensive end.
Camacho has his third personal. The Hackett has been outstanding tonight. 2.5 to play, third quarter. Holt inbounds it, left wing in the hands of Drew Bischko. On the right point, back to Frank. Frank out top, gets the hand off the Holt. Holt to the foul line, to the lane. 10-footer by Holt's up in the air, going to be good. Got the roll.
I don't know how he got the roll on that one, but he did.
9 points for Brandon Holt, 50-30 lead for Triway. Knights basketball. Now Collier-Klein with it out top. Crossover left wing. Blinds cross-court pass now to Sam Spring. Spring's three-pointer from the top of the key is no good. Rebound knocked to the floor, grabbed by Collier-Klein. Klein backs it in. His shot's up, going to be no good. Inside the paint, rebound goes over to Drew Bischko. Bischko to the front court in transition. Pass out off to Holt. Holt to the foul line. Hands it off now to Frank. Frank to the baseline. Kicks it out top now on the drive by Hammett. Hammett, little footer up in the air, no good. Partially blocked and rebounded by Manny Camacho. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Knights ball, here's Spring. Foul line, lane. Spring shot up, no good. Some contact, no foul. Grabbed by Spring and the rebound gets over to Wyatt Schlau, who lays it up and in. Schlau's first field goal, 50-32 Triway. 1:19 to play in the third. Titans have it. Here's Holt on the right wing. Drive. Runner off the last. Going to be good on the drive by Braden Holt. Holt has 11. 4 in the third quarter. Knights ball down 52-32. Here's Collier Klein. Backs it up to the right wing. Spins around. Cross-court pass. Left quarter to Collier Miller. His three-pointer knocked down. Collier Miller off the assist from Collier Klein.
You can't forget about Miller. He does a great job defending, but if he gets a wide-open shot, he's going to drain it.
Here's Holt's pass under the bucket. Goes to Bishko. His shot's up, no good, but he was fouled after the head fake. And that's going to send Bishko to the foul line to shoot two. The fourth team foul on West Holmes. If that was on Camacho, that's his fourth.
It's his fourth.
So now three players with four personal fouls for West Holmes. And Bishko at the foul line. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. First free throw good by Bishko. 5 points for him, all coming in this third quarter. Second free throw, good as well by Bishko. 54-35 Triway. 40 seconds to play in the third. Knights ball. Here's Nate Spring across the timeline. Now Schlau, cross-court pass to the corner, goes over to Spring. Out top to Collier Klein. Drive, runner by Klein, blocked, but a foul is called on Jalen Hackett. 14 foul on Triway. Hackett has his second personal.
That was kind of a broken play on both ends. I think Collier might, he was driving to the bucket. It looked like the ball might have come out a little too early out of his hand, but gets bailed out there by Hackett.
Free throw up is good. Nothing but net for Collier Klein. He's up to 12 points now on the night. 33 seconds to play in the third. Free throw up going to be no good on the second attempt. Rebound put by Schlau is no good. Rebound grabbed finally by Landon Frank. Triway ball with it out top. Here's the dribble for Braden Holt, looking for that final shot as they'll spread the floor again. 20 seconds to play in the third. Holt dribbles it near midcourt, working against Sam Spring. 13 seconds to go in the half. Down the 9 seconds, Holt to the foul line. Holt, 15 footers up in the air, going to be good. Down to 3 seconds, 2-1, and that will do it for the third quarter. At the end of three from the dungeon, Triway 56 and West Holmes 36. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
West Holmes outscoring Triway 16-14 in that third quarter. And West Holmes, though, still trailing by 20 as we begin the fourth quarter of action. And the Knights will have the basketball. At side court, embedded by Spring to Collier Miller. Nate Spring now has it on the left wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Spring bumped, passed near side, deflected in, stole it away. Triway basketball in transition. Here's Hammett. Layup off the glass is good. Jenny Hammett has 5 points. Makes it 58-36 lead for Triway. Knights had the basketball. Nate Thayer still on the bench to begin the fourth quarter. Pass by Sam Spring on the right wing to Collier Miller. Now the Wyatt Schlau to the right post. Schlau shot up in the air, high at the last, no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Jalen Hackett. Titans basketball. Pass to the left wing. Three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be knocked down. Drew Bishko left wide open, and he made him pay. 9 points by Bishko, all coming in the second half. 61-36 lead for Triway. Timeout called. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKLM. Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
In the fourth quarter now, kind of looking back at the third quarter numbers, courtesy of Jake Seidel. West Holmes was 2-for-7 on three-point tries for 29%. Triway 2-for-2. From two-point range, West Holmes 4-for-9 for 44%, while Triway was 6-for-10 for 60%. Triway 2-for-2 for the foul line. West Holmes 4-for-8 for 50%. West Holmes out-rebounding the Titans 12-9. Four turnovers for Triway, none for West Holmes in the third quarter of play. And West Holmes actually had a solid third quarter, Jake, but a bad start to the fourth quarter now against this Triway team.
Yeah, solid third quarter. They didn't turn the ball over at all in the third quarter. Already one quick turnover here at the beginning of the fourth.
West Holmes basketball. Here's the dribble by Len Klein. Gets it out top to Nate Fair, who's back in the game now. Fair to the foul line. Picks it up. Spins around. Looking. Gets the handoff now to Collier Klein. Fumbles it to the floor. Diving after the basketball. He'll grab it. Now to Nate Fair. West Holmes still with the ball. Here's Nate Sprang on the left wing. Out top to Nate Fair. On the right wing, Collier Klein. Klein dribbles it. Out top to Manny Camacho. On the left wing, Lynn Klein. Klein to the baseline. His shot's off the glass. Going to be good. Lynn Klein has his first 2 points of the night. His first points of the fourth for West Holmes, down 61-38. 6.5 to go. Triway has it. Here's Holtz pass right corner. Goes to Flinner. Flinner drive out top now. Grabbed by Snowbarger. On the right wing, back to Holt. Holt to the corner, to the baseline, backs it in on Klein. Holt to the right post, head fake. Head fake again, kicks it left wing. Now to Bishko inside the Snowbarger. He'll back it in on Camacho. Cross-court pass, too tall, grabbed somehow by Cale Drown. Now to Flinner. Flinner to the foul line, backs it into the paint. Flinner, head fake, good defense by Collier Klein. Out top now to Cale Drown. D3-pointer by Drown, it was knocked down. And that was great defense by West Holmes, just better offense for the Titans.
It really was. They saved themselves about three different turnovers on that possession, and it ends with a Cale Drown three-pointer that would have been good in the college ranks.
Drown has 13 points. West Holmes has the ball. Nate Fair drive. Runner off balance. That's in and out. No good for Nate Fair. Rebound goes to Starbarter. Long pass down to Bishko. Drive. Lane. Left-hand layup is good. Drew Bishko now up to 11 points in the second half, 66-38 Triway. 5:20 to go. Knights had the ball. Collier's Klein's pass out top to Fair. Left wing to Lynn Klein. Back to Nate Fair in the corner. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Cale Drown. He'll throw it off the leg of Camacho, and it will be Triway basketball. Valentine's Day isn't that far away. Stop by the jewelry store for a set of sterling silver earrings, necklaces, or a shiny new ring, and get a great selection of watches for the guys, too. Shop for Valentine's Day at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Triway has the basketball. Here's Holt Ant with it out top. Now to the foul circle. He shuts up, and they're going to be knocked down from 18 feet away. That's Braden Holt. 15 points for Holt for the game, 68-38 Triway.
Holt is shooting 7 of 10 from two-point range tonight. He's really had a sneaky good game, it seems like. Most of those coming in the second half.
Always makes the smart play, it seems like. Pass inside by Fair to Camacho. Camacho's fouled by Cale Drown. First team foul on Triway in the quarter, and now Drown has his second personal foul.
You know, that's exactly what you want to do if you're Drown right there. You want to get out and try to get in that passing lane. Just when Camacho's got a little bit more reach on you, that's when that turns into a foul. But that's the right idea there. Snowbarger going to check out here for the Titans.
Ron Bricker, 6'4", junior, checks in. Collier Klein inbounds it out top, goes to Lynn Klein. Back in the corner to Collier Klein. Klein to the baseline. Dumps it around the foul line. Lynn Klein juggles it, knock loose, goes out of bounds and off of Triway, I do believe. West Holmes will have the inbounds pass. In Meza, right of the foul line, the Camacho. Out top to Nate Fair. Fair looking, dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks the right wing, Collier Klein. Klein to the foul circle. On the right quarter goes to Nate Fair. Fair to the foul line, to the lane. Left-hand layup off the glass and good.
And that's the difference Nate Fair can make in a ball game. He can fake it out like he's going to shoot a three, and then he can drive through anyone to get to the rim.
Yes, he can. 11 points for Nate Fair tonight, even with all the fouls. 68-40 lead now for Triway. They had the ball. Here's the drive by Holt to the baseline. Wild pass goes out of bounds, and that is a turnover. Tried to shovel it back over to ground, couldn't do it. And for Triway, that'll be their ninth turnover tonight.
I think he might have been trying to draw a foul there with the contact from Lynn Klein, but the officials not believing it for a second.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Here's a drive by Len Klein to the baseline for West Holmes. Back to Collier Klein. Klein to the lane. He'll find Camacho. Right wing to Sam Sprang. Sprang's three-pointer is going to be no good. Short of the rim. Rebound. Saved by Camacho. No. It goes out of bounds instead. And Triway is going to have the ball with 3.5 to go in that 68-40 lead.
Titans starting to empty out the bench here as Bruin Flinner's going to check out.
Triway has it. Here's Jetty Hammett, 5'10 junior, across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. The handoff goes to Drown. Drown to the foul line, to the lane. Falls down, and maybe that's because he was fouled. Lynn Klein going to pick up his fifth personal foul. So he'll have a seat and foul out with 3:18 to play. Meanwhile, Triway, they won two straight, 9 of the last 10, and then they're going to show in why here tonight. A very good Triway basketball team here, Jake.
And you look back at some of these teams that Coach Holt's had over the past few years.
Stolen away, meanwhile. Now the Nate Fair, his layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Jackson Clippinger, the 5'11 freshman for the Titans.
Now some of these teams Coach Holt has had, probably some of the better teams the Titans have seen since the 05 and 06 state runner-up runs under Keith Snoddy.
No doubt the Titans have it out top. Here's Hammett, dribbles the right wing, goes back out top to Steven Shikluna. Now on the right point, the drive by Clippinger to the baseline. His pass right to the foul line, knocked loose, stolen away by Sam Spring. And Triway, their 11th turnover. Coyer Miller now to the front court. Bounce pass to Sprang for a three-pointer. It's up in the air, going to be knocked down. Sam Sprang, his second three-point basket tonight. 6 points for him. 68-43 lead for Triway. 2:20 to go. McCoy alongside Cheek Seidel for tonight's broadcast from the dungeon. Clippinger, pass out top, goes over to Ron Bricker. On the left wing now, the pass over to Steven Shikluna. Back on the right wing, goes to Hammett. Hammett dribbles it. Shovels it out top now to Jackson Clippinger. His bounce pass, high on the left. Received now by Landon Frank. Frank to the corner. Gets it back out top to Clippinger to the foul line. Left wing to Frank. Frank to the foul line. 15-footer by Frank. Up in the air, knocked down. Landon Frank, the junior, knocks down the basket. His first two of the night, 70-43 Triway. Timeout West Holmes. 1:45 to play. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM. Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Reminder, this game has been video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page this evening, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team, as it will be West Holmes basketball out of the timeout. Pass goes out top. Back on the right wing, Coyer Miller, who's out top of the pass now to Cooper Moltrich. Three-pointer by Coyer Miller. Meanwhile, is no good from the right wing. Rebound under the basket. 5-4. And it'll be grabbed by number 12. Three-pointer off the air by Maltrich. No good. Rebound going to be chased back down by Jackson Clippinger. 1:18 to go. on the right wing to Ron Bricker for the Titans. Here's it back out top of the pass. Now to Steven Shikluna. 108 to play. And the dribble on the left side. Driveway has the basketball. Near side pass to Brant Klippinger, 5'11 freshman. Under a minute to play here in this contest. Back on the left wing and the dribble to the top of the key. Foul's knocked away on the steal. And the steal by Preston Troyer. Three-pointer, number 12 up in the air. His shot's no good for the Knights. Rebound going to be grabbed by Steven Shikluna. And he'll throw it away. Wyatt Schnell with a steal to Coyer Miller. Miller shot's up in the air and good.
Coyer Miller for two.
Miller has 670-45 Tryway. Under 30 seconds to play.
Wouldn't be surprised to see the Titans put up the number four here and just try to run this one out if West Holmes lets him.
Bricker on the right wing. Pass inside. Goes over to Jackson Klippinger. Into the corner now, the Brant Klippinger dumps it inside. Ron Bricker's layup's no good. Gets his own rebound. He'll put it back up and in. Ron Bricker is first two tonight. Final 5 seconds in this one. One and three-pointer for the left wing going to be good. At the buzzer by Preston Troyer to close out the game. But Triway, a convincing win tonight in the dungeon by the final margin of 72-48. Triway goes to 14-5. They've now won three in a row and 10 of their last 11. West Holmes with the loss drops to 2-14. They've lost two games in a row. Again, the final score tonight. It's Triway 72 and West Holmes 48. Back to recap the game for you after this on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander ATG015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander ATG015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
It is a final tonight from the Dungeon. Triway gets the win 72-48 over West Holmes. West Holmes actually led 3-0, but then it was all Triway, scoring the final 19 points of the first quarter, and Triway led 19-3 after one and never looked back. Triway led 42-20 in halftime, a 56-36 lead through three, and Triway wins the game by the final margin of 72-48 over West Holmes this evening. For Triway, they had four players in double figures and leading the way for them. That was Braden Holt as well as Jalen Hackett. For Holt for the contest, the sophomore point guard going 0 for 2 on 3-point tries, but also 7 for 10 from 2-point range and 1 for 1 from the foul line. Holt had 15 points. Also, Jalen Hackett came off the bench, had a great first half, going 6 for 6 from 2-point range for the game. He was also 3 of 4 for the foul line. Hackett had 15 points. All 15 for him came in that first half of action. Also, Cale Drown in double figures for this evening. Drown was 2 for 5 on 3-point tries, 2 for 5 from 2-point range, and 3 of 4, make it 3 for 3 rather, from the foul line. Cale Drown had 13 points. And Drew Bischko on the evening, he would finish up for the Titans, going 1 for 2 from 3-point distance, 3 for 3 from 2-point range, and 2 for 2 from the foul line. Drew Bischko had 11 points. All 11 points for him came in the second half of play. Also, 7 points scored by Bruin Flenner, and 5 points for Jetty Hammett. Also, 2 points apiece for Luke Snowbarger, as well as Landon Frank and Ron Bricker, running out the try-away total of 72. For West Holmes, they had 2 players in double figures. Collier Klein led the way. Klein in double figures for the 11th time on the season. And Klein going 3-4-7 from 3-point distance, 0-5 from 2-point range, and also 3-4 for the foul line. Collier Klein finished up with 12 points. Nate Fair also in double figures for the 10th time of the year. That was despite really being plagued by foul trouble the entire night. Nate Fair going 0-2 on 3-point tries, 4-9 from 2-point range, and also 3-4 for the foul line. Nate Fair finished up with 11 points. Also 6 points apiece for Sam Sprang, as well as Manny Camacho and Coyer Miller. And 3 points scored by Preston Troyer. 2 points apiece for Lynn Klein and Wyatt Schlau, rounding out the West Holmes point total of 48. Final score, Triway 72 and West Holmes 48. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Oh, thank you, Matt, for the final team numbers here from downtown West Holmes. Shot 6 of 21 for 29% and 9 of 28 from two-point land for 32%. They combined to shoot 15 of 49 for 31% from the floor. On the other side for Triway, they were 5 of 11 for 45% from downtown and 23 of 30 for 77% from two-point land. They shot a combined 28 of 41 or 68% from the floor. From the free throw line, West Holmes was 11 of 17. Triway was 11 of 12 for 92%. In the rebounding category, Triway with an advantage there, 31 to 22. And Triway actually finished up with more turnovers than West Holmes, 13 to 9.
Individual rebounding leaders for Triway, Jalen Hackett had 7 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end. Four rebounds also for Drew Bishko. And for West Holmes leading the way, that was six rebounds for Manny Camacho. He had three at the offensive end and four boards for Collier Klein as well. Three rebounds also for Sam Spring. Final scores, Triway a winner by the final margin of 72-48. And you still kind of go, Jake, back to that first quarter. When you think about it, Triway really, West Holmes kind of played with Triway those next three quarters, but Triway, that big run in that third quarter, that 19-0 run here, was a huge difference in this ballgame.
Well, that's what this Triway team has kind of been built to do, is go on those runs. Like we said in the pregame show, this is a team that their last loss to CVCA in overtime, they trailed by 15 points two different times in that game, and they were able to get back into that game by shutting down the opposing team's offense. And that's what they showcased in the first quarter of this game, and they didn't have to look back after that.
No question about that for West Holmes. You look at Collier Klein with 12 points, 11 for Nate Fair. Sand Spring, a couple of three-pointers he knocked down. Manny Camacho had six. Coyer Miller with 6 points here. And the biggest issue with West Holmes, again, we talked about it, when the guys get in foul trouble, those starters, and that depth just not what they like it to be here. So that's what really hurts when you get a couple of their key guys in foul trouble, as we saw here tonight.
And they're starting to get some more of those younger guys, some more of those guys that aren't playing varsity every night in there, getting them some of that experience, and that's helping. But right now, if you lose one or two of your starters, it's a foul trouble when you're West Holmes. It's going to be uphill battle the rest of the way. I want to give Coyer Miller some credit. We've seen him come out, play a lot of defense. Wyatt Schlau, too, they came out here in a tough environment. They played really well defensively and both had some looks on the offensive end. It's so tough when you lose a player like Nate Fair in the first quarter to foul trouble, and then you really don't have him for most of the rest of the game.
Collier Klein will be our Six Bunnies player of the game with 12 points tonight for this West Holmes team and Collier Klein. But meanwhile, you look at Triway. The bottom line is this is a really good Triway basketball team. They've been on a great run here. And a Triway team that kind of feels got to feel pretty good about themselves as they get toward the regular end of the regular season and getting set for postseason play.
And it might be a little too late for them to pick up that PAC championship this year, but fighting in there for second place against Northwest. And tournament drawing is going to be this weekend for them. It'll be very interesting to see where they fall. A lot of really good teams in Division III that they could end up facing. But this is a Triway team that really seems like they're starting to hit a stride once again here, now on a three-game win streak. This is a team to watch out for come tournament time.
Triway winner tonight, 72-48 in the dungeon over West Holmes, and Triway improves to 14-5. They won three straight in 10 of their last 11. They'll play next on Friday, a home game against Manchester back in the Principals Athletic Conference. For West Holmes, with the loss, they've dropped to 2-14. They've lost two straight, and they'll have a tough one on Friday. So they'll take on OCC top leader in Lexington, the champs of the OCC, and the home game back on Friday. And for us, we'll have a full slate of basketball for you this week with tomorrow night girls basketball, Highland at Smithville. That should be a good one there. Thursday, girls basketball, Madison's at West Holmes. Friday, boys basketball, two games coming away on Friday. Lexington's at West Holmes and Highland at Indian Valley. And both those games will be video live streamed on YouTube for Friday. Saturday, girls basketball, West Holmes at Triway in the afternoon contest. Airtime about 1 o'clock for that on Saturday. Again, all those games will be video live streamed on YouTube throughout the week here on WKLM. Also, a reminder, of course, tomorrow night we'll have high school wrestling coverage. That's right, high school wrestling coverage will be video live streamed on YouTube tomorrow night from the dungeon. West Holmes with that tri meet. Of course, so they'll be competing at 4 tomorrow night, so don't miss that. And, of course, the meet begins at 6 p.m. and it'll be on YouTube for the tomorrow evening. Jake Seidel, Will O'Donnell will have the call for that contest.
Senior night for the West Holmes wrestling team tomorrow, so if you can make it out, I'm sure they'd appreciate the support on their senior night.
Yeah, we'll have a good crowd for tomorrow night for that, for sure. And again, you can check it out on YouTube either during or even after the match as well, as far as that is concerned. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, Jacob Heading, producing tonight's live stream coverage, Aiden Garbrandt worked the camera, so we do appreciate them. And also thanks to Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. For Jake Seidel, I'm Matt Croy. And again, the final score here, as we remind you, we have high school scoreboard coming away after the game. Check out all their area scores every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. And the final score from the dungeon tonight, it was Triway 72 and West Holmes 48. So long, everybody.
A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Tolles Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fiker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fiker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fiker Concrete.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.